Trending at number one, and quite rightly so, How to Ruin Christmas, The Wedding, which was released on Wednesday, the public holiday. It's only 3 episodes long, but my word, is it 3 episodes of just refreshing, relatable. It's a romantic comedy. It's a farce. It's all in one. Really an ensemble cast of some of the best talent we have in South Africa. Joining me on the line now is the executive producer of How to Ruin Christmas, The Wedding, as well as MD of Burnt Onion Productions, Katlego Ramaphakela. Katlego, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, African. Thanks for having me on.
It is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful concept. I mean, I suppose the notion of romantic comedy is the mess that comes in the collection of characters. It's something that we've seen before, but this one is so uniquely South African and so uniquely entertaining, because many of us watching can resonate with what is playing itself out on the TV screen or computer screen, yeah, wherever you're watching, yeah, it. How did the concept come about for you and your company?
Well, it's exactly like you're saying. I think we were just looking for something relatable that, you know, South Africans can enjoy over the Christmas time. And it was just us trying to figure out what a South African Christmas is and what does that look like? What is a, you know, what, because we're not like the Western, it's not the Western notion of, you know, white Christmas, Santa Claus, eggnog, or the American vibe. Ours is different. December. It's about fun. It's about family. And it led us to the concept of like getting two families together, and what better way to cause chaos than a wedding, than a typical South African wedding.
Without a doubt. I mean, and it gives you a wonderful opportunity, doesn't it, to explore the clashing of cultures,
exactly,
rich versus poor, you know, right side of the suburb versus the wrong side of the suburb,
yeah,
modern day. There's a one, and I don't think I'll be ruining it for anybody, but Mrs. Twala, who is the wife to the cabinet minister, who are,
yeah,
the parents of the groom, arrives at the venue of the wedding and is appalled at the fact that it's not champagne that is being served in the mimosa, but rather
MCC.
In MCC. And I'm going, yeah, do you know how good the MCCs are in this country?
But clearly not good enough for her.
But you explore that so wonderfully, though. I mean, you laugh at it, and of course, at the same time, making some very important social commentary, don't you?
Yeah, and I think that's the point. I'm just like amazed. You know, you set up to do something like that, and to have people feeling those particular emotions and taking away exactly what you're saying, when it happens, like the overwhelming responses that we've been getting, when it actually happens, it's still kind of a shock, but it was the intention. You know, we wanted to put those themes down of the different cultures, because we are such a multicultural, you know, melting pot in South Africa, that it feels just like natural to explore how we come together as two families from different sides of the track.
It certainly feels like an ensemble cast kind of approach. You have a dream cast, some of the best actors we have seen in South Africa. You must have been ululating every time another cast member said, yes, I'll be part of the project.
It's been an amazing experience. Like you said, you know, we have a mixture of absolute legends, newcomers. Just like it's just like a brilliant mix. And I think that shows on screen. That's what brings it all together. I mean, from the amazing script, we have amazing scriptwriters. And it's brought to life by these, you know, like fantastic actors. So, yeah, we, you know, every time we, you know, in the audition room when we're like, this is the one, and, you know, just hope it works, and you get what you get on screen. It's just been an amazing experience.
Truly, truly is. Well done. It's one of the best South African projects I have seen coming out. And I mean, Netflix, thankfully, is really populating its programming with a lot of South African content. And this is way above the rest that I've seen out there, Katlego. Well done to you and your company.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We really appreciate the response. So yeah, everybody who hasn't seen it still has time, you know, over this weekend. Tell your friends to tell your friends to get onto it on Netflix.
Exactly. Katleho Ramaphakela, executive producer of How to Ruin Christmas, The Wedding, as well as MD of Burnt Onion Productions. It's on Netflix. Watch it. You'll thank me.